Regina Caeli, laetare alleluia, quia quem merovis deportare, alleluia. Resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia. Ora pro nobis Dei, alleluia.
This is Glory Latin Mass Radio and Blog Talk, the Shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of Fatima, Cleveland, Texas. Father Christopher, Ordinance Predicatorum, presiding at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Memoriam, in honor of Saints Basil the Great and Gregory Nazianzus, bishops and doctors. Basil the Great and Gregory Nazianzus lived from 330 to 379. Basil was a brilliant student born of a Christian family in Caesarea, Cappadocia, now Turkey. For some years, he followed the monastic way of life. He vigorously fought the Arian heresy. He became bishop of Caesarea in 370. The monks of the Eastern Church today still follow the monastic rules which he set down. Gregory was also from Cappadocia, a friend of Basil. He too followed the monastic way of life for some years. He was ordained a priest and in 381 became bishop of Constantinople. It was during this period, when the Arian heresy was at its height, he was called the theologian, because of his great learning and talent for oratory. Prayer before Mass by St. Thomas Aquinas. Almighty and ever-living God, I approach the sacrament of your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. I come sick to the doctor of life, unclean to the fountain of mercy, blind to the radiance of eternal light, and poor and needy to the Lord of heaven and earth. Lord, in your great generosity, heal my sickness, wash away my defilement, enlighten my blindness, enrich my poverty, and clothe my nakedness. May I receive the bread of angels, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, with humble reverence, with the purity and faith, the repentance and love, and the determined purpose that will help to bring me to salvation. May I receive the sacrament of the Lord's body and blood in its reality and power. Kind God, may I receive the body of your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, born from the womb of the Virgin Mary, and so be received into his mystical body and numbered among his members. Loving Father, as on my earthly pilgrimage, I now receive your beloved Son, under the veil of a sacrament, may I one day see him face to face in glory, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
Aspergis me, Domine, his opoet mundabor. Lavabis me, et super nivem de. Miserere mei Deus, secum. mundum magna misericordiam tuam. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Asperges me.
Ostende nobis Domine, misericordiam tuam, et salutare tuam da nobis. Domine, exaudi rationem meam, et clamor meus a te veniat. Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, oremus. Exaudi nos, Domine, Sancti Pater, omnipotens eterni Deus, et mitere digneris sanctum angelum tuum de celis, qui custodiat, foviat, protegat, visitet, atque defendat omnis habitantis in hoc tabernaculo per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Actiones nostras quasumus Domine aspirando prevene et adubando prosecure, ut cuncta nostra operatio, et semper incipiat, et per te coepta finiatur, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. In nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Confite mini Domino quoniam bonus, quoniam in saeculum misericordia eius. Confite or Deo omnipotenti, et beate Maria semper Virgini, et beato Dominico Patre nostro, et omnibus sanctis, et vobis fratres, quia peccavi nimus cogitatione, locutione, opere et omnitione. Mea culpa, precor vos orare pro me. Amen. Misereator vestri omnipotens Deus et dimittat vobis omni peccata vestra, liberat vos ab omni malo, salvet et confirmet in omni opere bono, et perducat vos ad vitem aeternum. Absolutionem et remissionem omnium peccatorum vestrorum tribuat vobis omnipotens et misericors Dominus. Adjutorium nostrum in nomine Domine. Afferra nobis Domine, cunctos iniquitatis nostras, ut ad sancta sanctorum puras meriamur mentibus, introire per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
in medio ecclesiae aperuit hos eius et in plebit eum dominus spiritus sapientiae et intellectus stolam gloriae induit eum. Alleluia, alleluia. Iucunditatem et exaltationem thesauris habet super eum. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Christe eleison. Christe eleison. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Gloria in excelsis Deo, et in terra pax hominibus bone voluntatis laudamus te, benedicimus te, adoramus te, glorificamus te, gratias agimus tibi, propter magnam gloriam tuam, Domine Deus, Rex Celestis, Deus Pater Omnipotens,
Domine Filii Unigenite, Jesu Christe, Domine Deus Agnus Dei, Filius Patris, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis, qui tollis peccata mundi, suscipe deprecationem nostram, qui sedes ad dexteram Patris, miserere nobis, quoniam tu solus sanctus, tu solus Dominus, tu solus Altissimus Jesu Christe, cum Sancto Spiritu in gloria Dei Patris. Amen. Dominus vobis cum, et cum spiritu tuo, oremus.
God our Father, you made saints, bishops, doctors of the Church, Saint Basil and Saint Gregory, teachers in your church, by the power of the Holy Spirit, establish their teaching in our hearts, as you give them to us as patrons. May we have the protection of their prayers.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Paul, having arrived at Antioch in Pisidia, began to speak in the synagogue. My brothers, sons of Abraham's race, and all you who fear God, this message of salvation is meant for you. What the people of Jerusalem and their rulers did, though they did not realize it, was in fact to fulfill the prophecies read on every Sabbath. Though they found nothing to justify his death, they condemned him and asked Pilate to have him executed. When they had carried out everything that Scripture foretells about him, they took him down from the tree and buried him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and for many days he appeared to those who had accompanied him from Galilee to Jerusalem. And it is these same companions of his who are now his witnesses before our people. We have come here to tell you the good news. It was to our ancestors that God made the promise, but it is to us, their children, that he has fulfilled it by raising Jesus from the dead. As Scripture says in the first Psalm, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." Oh.
meditabitur, sapientiam. Et lingua eius,
ah, 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 ah,
Alleluia. 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 Unus est Pater Vester, qui est in celis, et Magister Vester unus est, Christus. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Domini sint in cordo mei, et in labis meis, et promitandin sanctum evangelium pacis.
Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteum. Gloria tibi, Domine. Jesus said to his disciples, "You must not allow yourself to be called Rabbi, since you have only one master, and you are all brothers. You must call no one on earth your father, since you have only one Father, and he is in heaven. Nor must you allow yourself to be called teachers, for you have only one teacher, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Anyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and anyone who humbles himself will be exalted." Per evangelica dicta, deliantur nostra delicta.
In this day's daily bread, the sacrifice of the Mass, the Holy Eucharist, in memoriam, we remember great doctors of the Church, the Eastern Church, the Byzantine Church, Constantinople, and Cappadocia, formerly Asia Minor, today Turkey, Saints Basil the Great, and Gregory of Nazianzus. Both of these doctors, not medical doctors, but doctors of the Church, in the sense of PhDs, as far as the Church is concerned in their teaching of theology, both of these doctors lived in a tremendous time of transition in the life of the mystical body, the church. We saw earlier in the fourth century when both of these saints, these doctors of the Eastern Church, the Universal Church, lived, was a time where the Apostolic Church, a church of martyrs that had here and there throughout the empire, Roman Empire, at various times and places, received persecution on the part of the Roman Empire for being followers of the way, had transitioned from this subculture body, this subculture church, meeting in secret for the celebration of the sacred mysteries, being persecuted as traitors to the empire because they would not burn incense, they would not worship the gods, all of them, of the state religion, to becoming the first tolerance and then the established religion of the Roman Empire under the edicts of Constantine the Great, the first Roman Empire who became Christian. Again, Constantine the Great, first Catholic emperor, had a very, very saintly mother, Helen, who, just like Saint Monica and Augustine, right around the same century, similar time, I'm sure was responsible for praying for her son and his conversion. And then, of course, in a power struggle to become sole emperor, Constantine, before the Battle of the Milvian Bridge against his rival, saw a sign of the cross that said, "In signo vincit, in this sign you shall conquer." And again, he went into battle, and he did conquer, and gave all due glory to Christ for his victory that established him as the sole Roman emperor, but also brought about his conversion to Christianity to become the first Catholic emperor. This was well and good in some ways, but with all good intentions, and as my grandmother often said, the road to hell is lined with, paved with good intentions. Constantine, in reestablishing the epicenter of the Roman Empire in Byzantium, a former Greek colony in Asia Minor, it's back to 7th century BC, sought to move not only the epicenter from Rome in Italy to Byzantium as the Roman Emperor, but also basically equate the papacy as Roman Emperor, the first Catholic Roman Emperor, with himself in Constantinople. And this was called Caesaropapism, where the emperor, the Catholic emperor, believes not only is he emperor of the state, but he's also emperor of the church as well. And he seeks to use religion, the Catholic religion, the universal religion, to baptize and unify into one body all the pagan members of his diverse empire throughout the world. So, we see with St. Pope Sylvester the First back in Rome initiating the Council of Nicaea, which in 325 gave us our magnificent creed, Jesus as true God and true man, the Holy Trinity, second person of the Holy Trinity, against the Arian crisis that had provoked it and had been sustained even after the Council of Nicaea in its threat to tear the universal church apart. So it was during this time that through the providence of God that the Holy Spirit inspired these tremendous theologians called fathers of the church. It's like St. Augustine is a Latin father of the church. St. Gregory and St. Basil the Great are Greek fathers of the church in order to theologize. As I said earlier in the introduction, St. Gregory, St. Gregory was known because of his great genius, like St. Augustine, just incredible genius in theology, taking the instruments of Greek philosophy and applying them to revelation, the revelation of Christ as the Word made flesh, you know, had produced this incredible elucidation, fides quaerens intellectum, as St. Augustine said, faith seeking understanding, which allowed the church certainly to combat the heresies of Arianism, which denied that Jesus was true God and true man, and also combat Gnosticism through reason, through that philosophy, Greek philosophy, as the handmaid of theology, as the handmaid of theology. So Gregory, St. Basil the Great, in his work De Spiritus Sanctus, on the Holy Spirit, you know, just a very short work, I think it's only about 110 pages, but a wonderful treatise demonstrating that in the face of the Arian crisis, that the Holy Spirit is true God, you know, that the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. He calls the Holy Spirit the faceless, person of God that leads us to the face of Christ. And at the end of the book, because of all the turmoil in the church on the Holy Spirit, he says this is the state of the church in the fourth century. And he portrays it as this huge sea battle where there is smoke from fire, where it is dark, and it is almost impossible with the smoke and the fire and the fog, it's almost a complete eclipse to know who is friend and who is foe. At this time, of course, the emperor, the descendant of Constantine, had embraced Arianism, I'm sure is politically more suitable to his position as emperor. And then, of course, there were those so-called
Catholic bishops that also had apostatized while still remaining official bishops and embraced Arianism, denied the Nicene Creed. And again, into this breach in the church, Gregory, St. Gregory and St. Basil the Great, St. Augustine, especially St. Athanasius, Alexandria, especially St. Athanasius, were raised up as soldiers of Christ in this battle of heresy from within, apostasy from within to without, with the help of now the apostate Roman Emperor, heretical Roman Emperor, again, to destroy the church. So in this battle scene, this naval battle scene, again, it's complete mayhem. You don't know, because of the darkness and the smoke, whose friend or whose foe. And St. Basil simply points to the shepherddom of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Holy Trinity, the person of love and truth, telling us that in the darkness, in the battle, we look towards the Holy Spirit to be our shepherd and guide, to lead us to always see the face of Christ, and that the Holy Spirit will grant victory to the bark of the church in this battle. This image, of course, of the church triumphant is as true today as it was in the 4th century. The church from within is beset by apostasy led from the very top of the hierarchy downward, and hundreds of millions of Catholics are apostatizing from the church in order, you know, so imbued are they with the anti-human countervalues of the New World Order, of godlessness, materialism, secularism, ultimately Satanism. So we must rely on Christ's promise that on Peter, that you are a rock, and upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. But ultimately, it's the shepherd and guide, the Holy Spirit, that makes that a reality, makes it impossible for the ship of state, through Peter, through bishops, synods of bishops, through heretical bishops, ultimately to contradict the teachings of the apostles in faith and morals. And till Jesus comes back, we have this promise, we have the sacraments, especially this greatest prayer of the church, as St. Thomas Aquinas said, the Eucharist, to feed us and sustain us, and to always keep us in the providence of God, leading us forward as church militant to church triumphant in the communion of saints in heaven. So this holy sacrifice of the Mass is said in reparation for all sins and outrages committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We also especially remember those who have died, especially a long-suffering woman, very devoted to God, who passed away last night. We remember all those, as we do later in the liturgy, who have asked us to pray for them and for their intentions. All the poor souls in purgatory, as we do later in the liturgy. And we especially remember and pray for Pope Francis, the successor of Peter, the Vicar of Christ, that he may humbly and obediently, immediately, obey the mandate of heaven, Our Lady of Fatima, and consecrate Russia by name to the Immaculate Heart of Mary in union with all the Catholic bishops on earth. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Credo in unum Deum, Patrem omnipotentem, Factorem Caeli et Terrae, Visibilium omnium, et invisibilium. Et in unum Dominum Iesum Christum, Filium Dei unigenitum, per ex Patre natum, ante omnia saecula, Deum de Deo, Lumen de lumine, Deum verum, de Deo vero, genitum non factum, consubstantialem patri, perquem omnia facta sunt, qui propter nos homines, et propter nostrum salutem descendit de caelis, et incarnatus est de Spiritu Sancto, ex Maria Virgine, et homo factus est, crucifixus, esiam pro nobis, supansio Pilato, passus et sepultus est, et resurrexit. Tertia die, secundum scripturas, et ascendit in caelum, sedet ad dexteram patris, et interum venturus est cum gloria, judicare vivos et mortuos, cuius regni non erit finis, et in spiritum sanctum dominum, et vivificantem, qui ex patre filioque procedit, qui cum patre et filio simil adorator, et con glorificator, qui locutus est per propetas. Et unam sanctam catholicam et apostolicam ecclesiam confiteor unum baptisma in remissionem peccatorum, et expecto resurrectionem mortuorum, et vitam venturi seculi. Dominus vobis cum, et cum spiritu tuo, oremus.
Lord, by the celebration, may your Spirit fill us with the same light of faith that shines in the teaching of St. Basil and St. Gregory.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Quid retribuam Domino pro omnibus, quae retribuat mihi? Calicem salutaris accipiam, et nomen Domine invocabo. Suscipe Sancti Trinitas hoc oblationem, quam tibi afferro memoriam passionis Domini nostri Jesu Christe, et presta, ut in conspecto tuo tibi placens ascendat, et meum, et omnium fadilium salutem, apparetur in aeternum. Lavabo inter intercentes manus meus, et circumdabo altari tuum, Domine, ut audiam vocem laudis, et anarum universa mirabilia tua. Domine, dalexe decorum domus tuae, et locum habitationes gloriae tuae. In spiritu humilitatis et in animo contrito, suscipiamur, Domine, a te, et sic fiat sacrificium nostrum, ut a te suscipiatur odie, et placiet tibi, Domine Deus.
Orate, fratres.
Ut meam, ac vestrum paritor in conspecto Domini sit acceptum sacrificio. Domine, exaudi rationem meum, et clamor meus a te veniat. Lord, accept our sacrifice at this feast of St. Basil the Great and Gregory, and following his their examples, may we give you our praise and offer you all we have. Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Dominus vobiscum. Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Dominus vobiscum. Et cum spiritu tuo. Sursum coda habemus ad Dominum. Gratias agamus Domino Deo nostro. Dignum et justum est. Vere dignum et justum est, ecum et salutare, nos tibi semper et ubique, gratias agere. Domine, Sancti Pater, omnipotens et eterneus, quia per incarnati verbi mysterium, nova mentis nostre oculis, lux tuae claritatis infusit, ut dum visibiliter Deum cognoscimus per hunc in invisibilium amorem rapiamur. Et ideo cum angelis et arcangelis, cum tronus et dominationibus, cumque omnia malitia celestis exercitus. Hymnum gloriae tuae canimus, sine fine dicentes. Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus Deus Sabaoth. Pleni sunt caeli et terra, gloria tua. Hosanna in excelsis, benedictus qui venit in nomine Domini. Hosanna in excelsis.
Te igitur, clementissimi Pater, per Iesum Christum, Filium Tuum, Dominum Nostrum. Supplices rogamus ac petimus, ut te accepta abeas et benedicas. Hec dona, hec munera, hec sancta sacrificia illibata, in primus quae tibi offerimus pro ecclesia tui sancta catholica, quam pacificare, custodire, adunare et regere, digneris todo orbe terrarum, una cum familo tuo papa nostro, Franciscus et antestite nostro gidre et omnibus orthodoxus, atque catholicae et apostolicae fidei culturibus. Memento Domine familiarumque tuorum, et omnium circumstantium, quorum tibi fides cognita est, et nota devotio, pro quibus tibi offerimus, per cui tibi offerunt hoc sacrificium laudis, pro se, suisque omnibus, pro redemptione animorum suorum, pro spe salutes et incolumitatis suae, tibi redunt vota, Sue eterno Deo, vivo et vero. Communicantes et memoriam venerantes in primus gloriosis semper Virginis Maria, genetricis Dei et Domini nostri Jesu Christe, communicantes et diem sacrantissimum, celebrantes, quo Beate Maria intermerita Virginitas huic mundo edidit Salvatorum, sed et memoriam venerantes in primus eustem gloriosis semper Virginis Maria, genetricis eustem Dei et Domini nostri, Jesu Christe. Sed et beatorum apostolorum ac martyrum tuorum, Petri et Pali, Andrea, Jacobi, Ioannis, Tome, Jacobi, Philippi, Bartolome, Matthei, Simonis et Thaddei, Lini, Cliti, Clementis, Christi, Cornelia, Cipriane, Laurenti, Crosogeni, Ioannes et Pali, Cosmi et Damiani, et omnium sanctorum tuorum, quorum meritis, precebusque concedas, et in omnibus protectionis tui muniarmur exilio, per eum Christum, Dominum nostrum. Amen. Hoc iditur oblationem servitutis nostrae. Sed et cunc te familio tue, quesemus Domine, ut placatus accipias damnationi nos ripe, et in electorum tuorum ubeas grege numerare. Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Quam oblationem tu Deus in omnibus quesemus, benedictam, adscritam, ratam, ratiabilem acceptabilemque facere digneres ut nobis. Corpus et sanguis, fiat delectissimi, tui Domini nostre Jesu Christe, qui pridie quam pateretur accepit panem in sanctus ac venerabilis manus suis, et elevatus oculus in celum, a te Deum Patrum sum omnipotentem, tibi gratias agens, benedixit, fregit dedique discipulus suis dicens, accipite et manducate ex hoc omnes, hoc est enim corpus meum. Simile modo postquam chonatum est, accipiens in hunc placlarum calicem in sanctus ac venerabilis manus suis, item tibi gratias agens, benedixit, dedique discipulus suis dicens, accipite et bibite ex eo omnes, hic est enim calis sanguinis mei, novit eterni testamente, mysterium fidei, qui provovisit promotus infundetur in remissionem peccatorum. Haec quotiascumque facietis in me memoriam facietis. Unde et memores Domine, nos servi tui, sere plebs tui sancta eustem Christi filii tui Domini, nostri tam beate passionis, nec non ab inferas resurrectionis, sed et in celos glorioso ascensionis, offerimus pleclara majestate tue de tuis donos ac datus. Ostiam puram, ostiam sanctam, ostiam immaculatum, panem sanctum vitae aeternae, et calicem salutis perpetuae. Supraque proprio oxarino volto respicere digneris, et accepta avere. Sicuti accepta avere dignatus es, munera puri tui juste Abel, et sacrificium patriarche nostri obre, et quad tu tibi obtilit sumus sacerdos tuis Melchisedec, sanctum sacrificium immaculatum ostium. Supplices rogamus, omnipotens Deus, haec profiere per manus sancti angeli tui in sublimum altare tuum, in conspecto divina majestatis tui, ut quod ex hoc altaris participatione, de sancro sanctum filii tui, corpus et sanguinem, subserimus omni benedictione celesti et gratia repleamor per eum dum Christum, Dominum nostrum. Amen. Memento esiam Domine, familiarum familiarumque tuorum, qui nos precesserant cum signo fidei, et dormiunt in somno pacis. Ipsus Domine et omnibus in Christo quiescentibus locum refrigeriri, luces et pacis et undulgias deprecamur per eum dum Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Nobis quoque peccatoribus,
de multitudine miserationem tuorum sperantibus, partem aliquam, et societatem denare digneris, cum tuis sanctis apostolis et martiribus, cum Ioanne, Stefano, Mattea, Barniba, Ignatio, Alejandro, Marcellino, Petro, Felicitate, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucia, Agnite, Cecilia, Anastasia, et omnibus sanctis tuis, intra quorum nos consortium, non est amator meriti, sed benie, quesemo largitore mite, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Perquem hec omnia, Domini, semper bono creas, sanctificas, vivificas, benedicit, et presta nobis.
Per ipsum et cum ipso et in ipso, est tibi Deo Patri omnipotenti, in unitate Spiritus Sancti, omnes honor et gloria. Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Preceptus salutaribus moniti, et divina institutioni formati, Audemus dicere, Pater noster qui es in celis, sanctificater nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuam, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostram quotidianum, da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debitoribus nostras, sicut damitibus debitoribus nostra. Et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
Libera nos quisemus, Domine, ab omnibus malis, preteribus, presentibus, et futuris, et intercedente beate, et gloriosa semper Virgini Dei Genetricis Maria, cum beatis apostolis tuis Petro et Paolo, atque Andrea et omnibus sanctus, da propitias pacem in Deibus nostris, ut ope misericordiae tuae ajute, et in peccato. Simus semper liberi, et ab omni perturbationi securi, per eundum Dominum nostrum, Jesum Christum, Filium Tuum, qui tecum vivat et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus.
Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Pax Domini sin semper vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere renobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, dona nobis pacem.
Sancro sancto commixio corporis et sanguinis Domini nostri Jesu Christe, fiat mihi et omnibus sumentibus, salis mentis et corporis, et ad vitam aeternam pomerandam atque compensandam preparatio salutaris per eum dum Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Domine Iesu Christe, Filii Dei vive, qui ex voluntate Patris cooperante Spiritus Sancti Dei, per mortum tuum mundum vivificaste, libera me per hoc sacro sanctum corpus et sanguinem tuum ab omnibus iniquitatibus meis et universas malis, et fac me tuis semper inherere mandatis, et a te numquam separare permitas, qui e cum eum Deo Patre et Spiritus Sancto vivos et regnas Deus in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Ecce Agnus Dei, ecce qui tollit peccata mundi. Domine, nosum dignus ut intre sub tectum meam, sed tantum dic verbo et sanabitur anima meam. Corpus et sanguinis Domini nostri Jesu Christe, custodiet me ad vitam aeternam. Amen. Quod ore sumsimus Domine, puramente capiamus, ut de corpore et sanguini Domini nostri Jesu Christi fiat nobis remedium sempiternum. Amen.
Domine, quinque talenta pratiisti mihi, ecce alia quinque super lucratus sum, iute serve bone et fidelis, quia in pauca puisti fidelis supra mota tecon stituam. Intra in gaudium, Dominus vobis cum, et cum spiritu tuo. Oremus.
God our Father, Christ the living bread renews us. Let Christ our teacher instruct us that on this feast of St. Basil and St. Gregory, we may learn your truth and practice it in love.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Ite, te, 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 missa est. Deo, o, 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 o. Gratias.
Placet tibi sancti Trinitas, obsequium servitutis mei, et presta ut sacrificium quod oculis tui majestatis indignus optile, tibi sed acceptable mihique et omnibus pro quibus iliunt optili, si te miserante propitiabile, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris, et Filio, et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et maniat semper. Amen. Dominus vobiscum. Anitium sancti evangelii secundum Ioannem. In principio erat verbum, et verbum erat apud Deum, et Deus erat verbum. Hoc erat in principio apud Deum. Omnia per ipsum facta sunt, et sine ipso factum est nihil. Quod factum est, in ipso vita erat, et vita erat lux hominum, et lux in tenebre lucet, et tenebre eum non comprehenderunt, fiat homo missos a Deo, cui nomen erat Ioannes, hic venit in testimonium, et testimonium prehiverat de lumine, ut omnes crederant per ilium. Non erat ille lux, sed ut testimonium prehiverat de lumine. Erat lux vera, quae illuminat omnim hominum venientem in hunc mundum. In mundo erat, et mundos per ipsum factus est, et mundus eum non cognivit. In proprio venit, et sui eum non reciperant. Quod autem reciperant eum, dedit eis potestatem filius Dei viere, his qui credunt in nomini eus, qui non ex sanguinibus, neque ex voluntate carnis, neque ex voluntate vire, sed ex Deo nati. Et verbum caro factum est, id habitabit in nobis, et vedimus gloriam eus, gloriam quasi unigeniti a Patre, plenum gratia et veritatis. Deo gratias. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesu. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostri. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesu. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostri. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesu. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et erora mortis nostri. Amen.
Salve, Regina, Mater misericordiae, vita, docedo, et spes nostra salve. A te clamamus, exsules filii Evae. A te suspiramus, gementes et plentes, in hac lacrimorum vale. Ea ego advocata nostra, ilios tuos misericordes oculos ad nos converte. Et Iesum benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. Virgo Maria, ora pro nobis sancti Dei genitrix, ut digni officiar mor promissionibus Christe. Oremus.
O God, our refuge and our strength, look down in mercy on thy people who cry to thee, and by the intercession of the glorious and immaculate Virgin Mary, Mother of God, of Saint Joseph, her spouse, of thy blessed apostles Peter and Paul, and of all the saints, in mercy and goodness hear our prayers for the conversion of sinners, and for the liberty and exaltation of our Holy Mother, the Church, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the divine power, cast into hell Satan, and with him all the evil spirits who wander through the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us all. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Prayer of Thanksgiving after Mass by St. Thomas Aquinas. Lord, Father, all-powerful and ever-living God, I thank you, for even though I am a sinner, your unprofitable servant,
not because of my worth, but in the kindness of your mercy, you have fed me with the precious body and blood of your Son. O Lord Jesus Christ, I pray this Holy Communion may not bring me condemnation and punishment, but forgiveness and salvation. May it be a helmet of faith and a shield of goodwill. May it purify me from evil ways and put an end to my evil passions. May it bring me charity and patience, humility and obedience, and growth in the power to do good. May it be my strong defense against all enemies, visible and invisible, and the perfect calming of all my evil impulses, bodily and spiritual. May it unite me more closely to you, the one true God, and lead me safely through death to everlasting happiness with you. And I pray that you will lead me, a sinner, to the banquet where, with you, with your Son and the Holy Spirit, our true and perfect light, total fulfillment, everlasting joy, gladness without end, and perfect happiness to your saints. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Amen. This is Glory Latin Mass Radio and Blog Talk, the Shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of Fatima, Cleveland, Texas. Father Christopher, Ordinance Predicatorum, presiding over the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass in memoriam of Saints Basil the Great and Gregory Nazian.
Regina Caeli letare, Alleluia, qui aquem meravisti portare, Alleluia, resurrexit, sicut dixit, Alleluia, ora pro nobis Dei, Alleluia. Sit benedixit in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.
Veritas, laudare, benedicere, predicare.